Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have back with us for her annual review, Ms. Ansley Moss. She's the executive director and founder, I should say, of Tender Hearts. And I tell you what, if you have never heard of Tender Hearts, open up your ears, because this is really quite an organization that has morphed from a tiny, tiny little thing into a big, big machine that's helping out a lot of people who otherwise would be in pretty dire straits. So before we get into this, welcome to the program, Ansley. Tell everybody a little bit about you.
Sure. Well, we just at Tender Hearts celebrated our 20th anniversary. And like you said, I am the founder. Always use the terminology out of the ashes. As a single mom with two kids, I went through pretty much a hardship. And when I was able to get back on my feet, I really felt the God burden to do something in the community to help other single moms. And from that, Tender Hearts Ministries was born. And here we are 21 years later. You know, the ministry has grown. We have a 7.5 acre campus in the city of York, and we're just doing outreach. We have our shelter programs, transitional 1 and 2, and just continue to be blessed and helping our community plug holes. We don't want to duplicate services, but we do want to plug the holes where services are needed.
So when you started this 20 or 21 years ago, what did you have then?
So we started out in a 460 square foot building, or little house basically, on Madison Street in New York. And from there we morphed 6 months later into a 900 square foot building, and then from there we just started growing, and now we're in the cities of Rock Hill, Clover, Chester, and obviously York, because that's where we grew from.
So how you do what you do is what is very unique to me.
Yes, sir.
Here in Rock Hill, you've got a pretty large building, a lot more than 400 square feet. I don't know what that thing is, 8 or 9,000 square feet over there on the 21 bypass. And you have all kinds of home everything, clothing in there, you got home goods, you got whatever.
Yes, sir.
And this is all donated by people from all over the area.
Yes, sir. Everybody just donates. And the unique thing I think that some people don't realize about our thrift stores is the thrift stores that are in the four different cities are there. People can shop, purchase whatever they want, but it's also there to serve the other nonprofits, to serve church bodies, to serve government entities who, you know, our fire department, our police department. So we give gift cards out to those 184 entities currently that we have, and they come, they're able to give their clients cards to come shop our stores. And this year we were able to give out $100,000 in gift cards to our thrift stores. So we're really excited about that number increasing.
Jeez, $100,000 in gift cards. So all the materials that are donated.
Yes.
Clothing, home furnishings, stuff out in the garage, whatever it is brought into the thrift stores.
Yes, sir.
Somebody does whatever to it?
Correct. They sort through it. They donate. They clean up the donations, and then they'll price them and put them out. And the unique thing about it is, so if you, especially with children, if you have a child who doesn't have clothing and the mother has been given a gift card by, you know, another nonprofit or school, and they go shopping, that child gets to pick out what that child wants to wear. If it's Bluey or Superman or Spider-Man, they're able to pick out clothing that they like that fits them. They go to the cash register, they scan their gift card, they are bagged up, and they leave just like any other regular. So it doesn't bring any embarrassment to the child or to the mom, because they shop, try on clothes, and check out just like anybody else. So it's very discreet.
Amazing. So those four thrift stores, in round numbers, what do they generate for Tenderhearts?
So every year, each thrift store will generate, it's dependent upon size. We have the smallest store in Clover, which is about 5,600 square feet, all the way up to our largest store, which is in Chester, which is over 17,000 square feet.
Ooh-wee.
But each store generates several hundred thousand dollars that pours into the ministry for our other outreach programs, as well as, like I said, the $100,000 in gift cards that's given away.
So in round numbers, you've every store, you're doing at least $600,000-$700,000
yes,
a year.
Yes, sir.
In those four stores.
Yes, sir.
Which I think is interesting because you're taking that money and pouring it back in.
Correct. It's what runs our homeless shelters. It's what runs transitional housing. And then if you look at our events that we do throughout the year, which are all free events, then it's running those programs as well, such as Cinderella's Closet, which is coming up soon. You know, all throughout the events, we're doing community baby showers and just trying to meet the needs of our community, and it's all free.
But at the same time, you're taking people who are down on their luck, and you're putting them to work.
Correct. That is correct. So last year, we were able to create 120 jobs. We created 100 jobs in York County, and we created 20 jobs in Chester County. So, yes, sir. And a lot of those, obviously, you have our leadership. And then we hire people who have criminal records. So if somebody else won't hire them, we're going to hire them. They'll come to us. If they're homeless and they say they can't get a job, they come to us. We put them to work. So we are creating jobs for people who otherwise might not be hired because they just got out of prison.
So these people are working in the stores. They're doing the work that you described.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sure you've got several success stories for me.
Yes, sir.
Where somebody who came in this condition got the tender love and care from Tender Hearts.
Yes, sir.
They had a place to stay, they worked at the store, and now they're off on their own and they're back to normal.
Absolutely. So you want to hear a story?
Yeah, I want to hear a story, yeah.
So one of our gentlemen that just graduated the program last May, he came to us straight from prison. He was in our men's division program, and he started working for Tender Hearts, making $10 an hour, because that's what we start them out, free, you know, room and board, and then they're making $10 an hour. And after he was with us for a while, we saw, you know, teaching him how to clock in and out, teaching him all the ropes of how to be a good employee, we were able to get him a job with Food Lion. So he went to work for Food Lion, and from there, he worked for him, went all the way up to meat manager, and then another company hired him on to make even more money. So he went from $10 an hour to $16 an hour to $18 an hour, and then he started making about $65,000 an hour.
Oh,
well, the company, though, that hired him saw his potential and actually put him in charge of opening several of their locations. So he moved to Seneca, South Carolina, and now makes in the six digits.
Oh, my.
And he still pops in to see us. He brought us pizza about 2 months ago just to say thank you. And he wanted to feed the staff as just a thank you, because he went from prison to making over six digits a year, where he is just back on his feet. He has his life back in order, and he was just very appreciative for that opportunity.
So. Boy, that makes everything that you do day in and day out very worthwhile.
Yes, sir.
Because if it hadn't been for basically an organization or a person putting an arm around somebody.
Correct.
And saying, hey, we care. We're going to help you get back on track. That's great.
Yes. And if you know, the cool thing about it is when they're coming out of prison, if you do not give them a place to go and employment, it's easy to go back to the other neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy for them to go back to their old friendships, and then they're going to land right back in prison again. So to be there for them and to be able to give them that employment and that roof over their head and just have compassion and love on them is what it's all about.
All right, well, let's talk about the program.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned the fact, here's a success story.
Yes.
A person that was put into the Tender Hearts program.
Yes, sir.
Which is what?
So Tenderheart, we have two programs. So we have the 9-month portion, which is kind of like a boot camp, I guess. While you're in the 9-month portion, they are getting their GED if they do not have one. They are getting a driver's license because we are in Western New York County. And it's a rural area. Their first mode of transportation is always a bicycle. So we are working on getting that driver's license so that they can have transportation. We are also working on getting them further employment. We give them a job with us, but our goal is for them to work for another, be a good employee for another employer. So it's kind of the boot camp of getting all your basic necessities while getting your life back on track. Once they finish the 9-month portion, they move on to 24-month transitional housing portion. And in the 24-month housing portion, they are starting to pay rent, which is $250 a month. And at the end of the 24 months, when they successfully graduated the program, they get that back in a love gift, which is $6,000. So we're teaching them to pay the bills, be independent, continuously have accountability. We do drug testing, and we do it randomly just to know that they're held accountable and we're going to check on them, and starting to let them live independently. So when they graduate our program, they have almost 3 years with us, the 9-month portion, 24-month portion, and knock on wood, to date, we have 100% success rate that not one person has fallen back into homelessness that completed the almost 3 years with us. And we're very, very proud of that.
And how many roughly people would that be?
Going to say around 100 probably. We didn't start transitional housing until 2015. And it is a 2-year program. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say around 100 individuals.
That's amazing. Amazing. Woo-wee. Okay. So during this 9-month period.
Yes, sir.
They've got a job with Tender Hearts.
Correct.
You're doing some counseling work with them?
We are doing counseling. I forgot to mention that. Yes, sir. We are. They do weekly counseling. They're doing one-on-one mentorship and counseling. They meet with their counselor. They're also getting their GED if they do not have it. Some of them, if they do have their GED, will go ahead and register for our local community college to, you know, start a college degree to further their education. And then, like I said, the driver's license. And then we try to get cars donated to us so that when they leave the program, they're not in any debt. So once cars are donated to us, we donate them to our clients free of charge. And the donor gets tax write-off. Our client gets a lien put on that car until they graduate our program just to ensure that they will graduate.
Isn't that something? So they're responsible for that car. They have to insure
yes, sir.
It for gas and
absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing. So how many people have you figured out how many people you're serving in a course of a year? I mean, you mentioned you got 100 that have been through this program.
Yes. So last year alone, we just tallied up our 2024 numbers. And last year alone, our client total was 2,190. And that is unduplicated numbers. We make sure we don't duplicate numbers there. But our total charity assistance records were 7,788 for the year, and we were able to help 1,652 females and 538 males. So we're really proud of those numbers. This year, also between Western New York County and then Chester, we actually broke one of Tender Hearts records. We helped 744 kids receive Christmas. And that was just huge for us to break a 20-year record to help that many children.
Amazing. Oh, so when you put all this together, you've got a staff of, you said, over 100?
So we have 120. Obviously, some of those are our shelter programs. Right. Some of those we're helping other agencies that send them to us. But we have 7 leadership staff who are at our main office who help run everything. And they all are department heads. So that's how I can sometimes breathe is because they are, I've got a great, great team of leadership staff who are running their departments. And we have with the thrift stores, each store has a manager, assistant manager, and then we have a general manager over them, as well as a manager at the main warehouse in York. It's 60,000 square feet. nonprofit facility where donations are coming in, and so we have someone over that.
All right, when you put all this together.
Yes, sir.
What's it costing you to run that? What is your budget for this
thing? So our budget for this year was $2.6
million. $2.6
million. Yes, sir. And we are not, we do not receive any federal funding by choice. We are teaching our clients that they should be independent of the welfare system by working their job and earning. So as we teach that, we are also independent of the government system. So we use our thrift stores, donors, church bodies, individuals who give to us, and that's how we do what we do.
All right, so donations plus a thrift store.
Yes, sir.
Well, and that's how you pull it all together?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's amazing. So all these people who are in your 9-month or
24-month
program, they've got a place to stay.
Yes, sir.
What about food? Do they have to buy their own food?
So no, we actually take care of that through our food pantry. We do have a food pantry. So all their food's taken care of through the food pantry. We even have gardens where we grow fresh fruits and vegetables. And so they're grown on our property as well. So between the food pantry and the gardens, they are all taken care of. And our gardens run year round. So we do the winter gardens as well as the spring summer gardens.
Now, do you work at all with Second Harvest Food Bank?
So we don't. We just never. Okay. Just never wondered. Have.
Just wondering.
No, we have it coming in ourselves, so we've never had the need to.
So people bring in food?
Yes, sir. We've got people who have donated eggs from their chickens and bring to us. We'll have people who have gardens in the summer themselves, and they will bring to us to distribute to our homebound senior citizens and our clients in the shelter program. So we've never had a need to use Second Harvest.
So you'll go out to the store and buy the other stuff that you
yes,
need?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to pick up the other side of this story, and that is everything is spread out all over the place, and now they're trying to consolidate it into a main campus.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be talking about that as we continue our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And here at Substation 2, speaking of food, we specialize in fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. I will tell you, the soup is absolutely delicious in here, and it's cold enough out there that you want a cup of it, so get in here before I get my second helping. How do they do what they do here at Substation 2? It's in the white letters, and we're all going to say it together, including this guy with the shades on. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
There you go. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built in care.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Kinsley Moss is with us. She's the founder of Tender Hearts some 20 years ago. And she can't give up the job of being its executive director. And boy, oh boy, have you really done some fabulous work. I mean, thousands of people who otherwise would be in pretty dire straits have benefited by being part of the Tender Hearts system.
I mean, yes, sir.
And everybody out here can help by simply making donations of stuff that you've got in your attic, stuff you don't use anymore in your closet. Take it to the Tender Hearts store. They got four of them. Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Rock Hill, York?
Rock Hill, York, Clover, and Chester.
And Chester.
And our main donation center is at 145 Blackburn Street in York, and it's the one that's over 60,000 square feet. They just focus on donations. It's easy. You drive in, you drive out. It's a very easy way to pull in, drop your donations off, write down who you want your percentage to go to get the free gift cards,
sure,
and just go about your merry way, and they take care of the rest from there.
Amazing. All right, so you've got satellite campuses.
Yes, sir.
All over the place in York. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. So we are actually pulling onto one campus. We're actually going on 6 years now at the 145 Blackburn Street location. So that is our main office and warehouse hub, as well as we have our houses, our transitional housing off of McLean Street as well. So we're trying to pull to one campus. And obviously our thrift stores will remain in the four cities. We're actually in the process of trying to get a fifth location open, which watch our Facebook page for that. But we want to remain in those four cities because those are the cities that give back to us, give back to the community. But as far as our transitional housing and our shelter programs, we are bringing those on to the Blackburn Street campus there.
And you got, what's that, 7 acres, did you say?
7.5 acres, yes, sir.
7.5 acres.
Yes, sir.
And you've got the green light to go ahead and build some.
Correct. So in July of this past year, the City of York gave us the green light to start building our six additional transitional homes. So we are in the process of dealing with our builder with that. So it's in the works. You just got to go through the hoops to get there. And then we have our other homes that are already on McLean Street. So McLean and Blackburn Street kind of are near each other, so it kind of is the back part of our property versus the front part of our property.
And once again, so, True Homes is involved.
True Homes is involved. Yes, they are. Been working with Sean with True Homes, and they will do our first build for free. The additional five, we're going to have to, pay to have those built.
Amazing.
But they're working with us, and we're excited to have True Homes as a part of our team. And
yeah, True Homes just did a free build down here for Lifehouse.
Yes,
well,
that is correct. All right. Yep.
Good organization.
They are. They're great.
And it's really the way they're set up. For every number of homes that they produce,
they do a free build.
They do a free build.
And we are the next one, so we're excited about that.
All right, we mentioned sources of revenue, which
yes,
are the thrift stores, donations,
yes,
whatever. But you also have a couple of big events.
Yes, sir.
To help you with this $2.6 million budget to be used.
Correct. So this event actually is one that is Martin Luther King event, and it is the kickoff to the weekend. It'll be next Friday, the 17th, from 6:30 to 9, and it'll be at our event center at the Empowerment Hall in York. If you go to our Facebook page, you can purchase tickets. You can go to the main office and purchase tickets for it. It's $25. And it's just a night of celebrating community, celebrating unity, and coming together. So we're just really excited. We've got a poet that's coming reading, a great band that's going to be there. So if you like dancing, it's an awesome band. And just a fun evening of fellowship. After that, we will have our March for the Heart 5K and Kids Fun Run, and that's going to be on March the 8th. And this year, if you're a Clemson fan, if you're not, that's okay because we have both in my household. But if you're a Clemson fan, the colors are the purple and the orange this year. So it's just $25 to sign up. And I often tell people, if you don't like to run, just pay the $25, get the free t-shirt. People think you ran, and it supports the ministry. Right after that, toward the end of March, we will be having our Cinderella's Closet. And Cinderella's Closet is our free prom event. We also have suits for guys. We kind of called it Cinderella's Closet, and then it was brought to our attention the guys needed suits. So Cinderella's Closet with guys' suits included. But everything is free. So they will get free prom dresses. They'll get free shoes, purses, hair accessories, jewelry, you name it, whatever's
where
needed.
Where do you get all that?
Donations. Lord. I was actually going to do a plug for that too. So if anybody has an old prom dress sitting in their closet, if they bring it to our location, drop it off, tag it Cinderella's Closet, it will go into that. Because every year we have between 700 to 900 dresses that'll be donated. And we let the girls come in, they get to try on the prom dresses, and it's just, you know, they feel like the princess for a day. And it's just really excited because sometimes we've even had dads come with daughters, and they'll walk out and thank us and say, I couldn't, you know, work two jobs. I couldn't send my daughter to prom if you would not have had this. Because a lot of times the tickets are expensive, and the tickets themselves take up all the money they can afford. So for us to be able to do that and do it free of charge is huge in helping these families out.
So for either Cinderella or Cinderfella.
Yes, correct.
You got it covered.
We got it covered. So and that'll be the end of March. I encourage everybody to watch the main Tender Hearts Ministry Facebook page, because that's where we do advertise a lot of our events that are coming up, and also our needs. So, you know, donate those dresses, clean out those closets, and let some young lady, or if it's a suit, some guy, you know, who needs it.
You know, we've talked a lot about everything, but I'm sure you're facing the same issue that many people are throughout this entire country, and that's this whole issue of affordable housing.
Yes, sir.
You see this day in and day out.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's hard. It's rough. You have a person who's graduating our program, and they're looking for affordable housing, and it just does not exist. And so we do try to work with the housing authority. Unfortunately, some of our clients are in jobs where they make too much money to be in the housing authority. So then they're out of that. So then it's like, what do you do? And so then we start looking at homes, and then they can't afford them. So we totally understand that. And affordable housing is one of the hardest things that we face for our clients. And we're right beside them every step of the way. But it's rough. It's just rough. And it's not an easy route. A lot of times with our clients, when they're 6 months out to graduating the program, we're already looking, applying, and trying to find something out there. Just because it's kind of non-existent right now.
Yeah, that'll be the first thing, put them back in your program if you don't have a roof
over
their head.
That is correct. An affordable roof. That's the key word, affordable roof.
Ansley, you've done a great job with Tender Hearts. Keep up the good work. Lord knows what we'll be talking about next year. But it's great. It's a great story. It's a fabulous story, and we're very thankful to have you in our community.
Thank you for having us.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Well, the brain trust has just arrived. A guy who can read white letters on a black shirt. So I know that we're in good shape now. We're going to tell everybody what the heck we do inside Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. By the way, the soup today is excellent, and it's cold enough outside that everybody should want some soup. So, fresh subs and salads, we do them 6 days a week. How we do them is in the white letters. Is everybody teed up over there? Are you looking at me? Come on now. White letters at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.